European leaders have agreed to provide Ukraine with 160 billion Australian dollars, or 90 billion euros, in financial support over the next 2 years, opting to borrow the funds rather than use frozen Russian assets, a move that had divided member states. The loan, backed by the EU budget, was approved after lengthy talks, while leaders also instructed the European Commission to keep exploring a reparations-style mechanism tied to immobilized Russian assets. The resistance from Belgium has stalled that approach for now. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed the decision, calling the support significant and vital to Ukraine's resilience.
For us today, this is an important victory, and these 90 billion euros were very difficult for us without them, very difficult. You understand this about the case of 45 billion without the non-performing loan. In any case, it is tied to the reparations of the Russians, in any case. These are important steps. The fact that European leaders found such a format, the fact that our team worked immediately with Europe on a positive solution.